Amen. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. 2 Timothy. Those of you not familiar with your Bibles, that's right after 1 Timothy. That helps you find it. If you get to 3 Timothy, you probably need to look at your neighbor's Bible. You've got something else. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. Amen. Give a little praise report on the way up here. Yeah, up here. I got to stop thinking where I'm at today. Up here. My wife was on the phone with my wife, and she said, my little four-year-old surprise, his name is Kip. And she said, that's Kip's teacher beeping in. Let me find out what's going on. Oh, Lord. I'm sure she wouldn't call. I knew she wouldn't call to say he was doing, you know, wonderful in school, whatever. You know, he's in K-4, whatever. And she called back and said, well, pray, I'm on my way to pick him up. He took a bad fall today and slammed his head pretty hard, and it was pretty bad. So she said, I'm on my way to take him to the emergency room. Here I am on my way to church. And but thank God his head was harder than concrete. Amen. Takes after my mother-in-law. Amen. So we're... Thank God, God kept his hand on him. Amen. And just give God praise. Amen. I don't have to worry about all that with those girls, but boys, another story. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 6. Very familiar reading to many of us. For I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Amen. And I want to talk to you for a few moments tonight from this subject title, Knocked Down, but Not Knocked Out. Knocked down, but not knocked out. Amen. Help me pray again, would you? Let's ask for the anointing, amen, to do his will tonight. Jesus, we love you. Thank you, God, for every precious saint of God that's here tonight. Thank you, God, for all the praying that's been going on, God, the fasting. God, thank you, Lord, for all your many kindness towards us, God. All the blessings, Lord. Thank you we're here gathered together in this house tonight, God. God, we are so weak, Lord, and we need your help. We need your anointing, God, to deliver your word. Anointing, God, to receive your word, to respond to the word, God. I pray you'd walk amongst us tonight, God, and do a great and a mighty work tonight, God. We're going to be faithful to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor, God. It belongs to you and none other. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Somebody said amen. 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 God bless you. You may be seated tonight. I have often thought about this passage of Scripture, the Apostle Paul's life, and I thought, what a wonderful, tremendous feeling it had to have been, amen, for the Apostle Paul to be able to write to Timothy, who was his son in the gospel, and to say the words that we read tonight in our scripture text, to be able to say that I am now ready to be offered. Amen. I hope everybody can say that before we leave this house tonight. I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I don't see where he was worrisome or nervous about it, but I read about a man whose heart no doubt was full of faith. And he had this testimony that he had fought a good fight, he had finished his course, and he had kept the faith. And what a wonderful feeling to know that he had been through all he had been through, and to know that there was a crown of righteousness that awaited him on the other side. But I have to tell you tonight that the Apostle Paul could not always write such words, Because before there was ever the great Apostle Paul, we read about Saul the persecutor. And the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 8, as for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and ailing men and women, committed them to prison. Chapter 9, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. In fact, in chapter 22, he talks about his own self. He said, and I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prison both men and women, as also the high priest doth bear me witness in all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring them which were there bound unto Jerusalem for to be punished. Amen. He said in 1 Timothy chapter 1, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for he hath counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before he was anointed of God, before he was called of God, before he was a man sent of God. He said, I was a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. He said, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Amen. And so we read about a man that was a thorn in the side of the church. We read about a man that was a reviler. He was a persecutor. He was not on the Lord's side. He was not the friend of the church. He was the adversary of the church. He was not trying to promote the will of God, but rather he was trying to hinder ignorantly, though, the will and the work of God. Even after Paul's salvation experience, he still had to endure tremendous conflict. He talks about that conflict in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. He said, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. He said, in labors more abundant and stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in death oft. He said, of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness. This is his testimony I'm reading to you tonight. In watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. He said, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. And you thought you had a bad day. You thought you had it rough. Amen. And so finally, after all of this, Paul was able to tell Timothy, his son in the gospel, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. After all of that, he said, I have fought a good fight. After all of that, he said, I have finished my course. After all of that, he was able to say, I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. I've been stoned, but I made it through. I've suffered shipwreck, but I've made it through. I've been forgotten about. I've suffered day and night, but thank God I kept my head on my shoulders. Thank God I kept the faith. Thank God I fought a good fight. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. In the darkness of the night, in the depths of the valley, I've kept the faith. And so Paul had a tremendous testimony. And after examining the life of Paul, after examining the trials of Paul, after examining the fight he talked about, the grueling course he mentioned, amen, you would have to wonder, how could one man make it through? Amen. You've all seen people that promised to live for God all their life, and it didn't seem to take much of a trial to knock them out of the race. It didn't seem to take very much of an offense to knock them out of the race. And so you look at this one man, all he endured, all he suffered. Amen. Surely there were times he thought justified to maybe get bitter or question God. Amen. And you got to wonder, how could one man endure such pain and endure such conflict? How could one man endure all he endured and say, I've kept the faith? I believe the answer lies in one simple fact. The great apostle Paul was a tremendous fighter, a tremendous contender for the faith. Paul was not a quitter. He understood he won't always be up on top of the mountain. It won't always be a Sunday night shout. It won't always be my best day. But even on my worst day, I've got a made up mind. I'm staying in the race. I'm staying in the fight. I'm staying in the church. I've come too far to go back now. I made up my mind a long time ago. I'm not losing. I'm not quitting. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. Oh, somebody give God some praise tonight. Oh, come on, let's give God some praise. Now hold on to your pews, but I'm going to tell you, we need more fighters in Pentecost. I don't mean that kind of a fighter. I don't mean fighting over who ate your casserole and who didn't eat your casserole. Nobody's eating your casserole. Well, get the cats out of your kitchen. They might eat your casserole. That was free. Amen. I don't mean that kind of a fighter. I'm talking about a man with a made-up mind. Devil, you can't have me. Devil, you can't have my wife. And devil, you sure can't get my kids. It won't always be easy, but I got a made-up mind. Where's the men with a made-up mind in 2018? Where's the ladies with a bulldog grip on this thing that says, you can't run me off, I'm staying. I may not always bet 1,000, and I know I'm not perfect, but bless God, I'm staying right where God put me. Come on, young folks. Where's the young man and the young lady with a made-up mind? You can't drag me out. You can't knock me out. I'm staying in the church. I'm going to tell you. There's people I could lay my hand on your head right now. This is what I would tell you. If you'd be as stubborn about living for God as you are about not living for God, you'd turn this church upside down. Somebody said amen. Somebody said oh me. We need some more stubbornness in Pentecost. Not that kind of stubbornness. We got too much of that. I'm talking about stubborn. It says, I made a commitment. Oh God. There's a word this generation knows nothing about called commitment. They'll drop their spouse, amen, at the drop of a hat, amen. I'm talking about somebody that's got a relationship with God that says he means too much to fail him now. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I'm not leaving. I'm not quitting. I'm staying in the race. Oh, let's praise the Lord. Come on. I'm talking about fighters.
I'm talking about contenders. I'm talking about stubborn saints of God. It says, I'm not leaving till I get my blessing. I'm not leaving till I get my answer. I'm not leaving till I get my help. I'm not quitting. I'm not going to stop praying. I'm not going to stop fasting. I've got a made up mind. I'm stubborn about this thing. Devil, you're wasting your time. I'm here to stay. I'm here to stay. Now, hold on. I feel a little check right here. I need to cover something real quick. Anybody want God to use you? Amen. Remember, you said amen. Because God can't use you the way you are. God can't use you the way you are. So you know what God's got to do? He's got to put the squeeze on you. You know, I got to thinking one day, we like to pray, create in me a clean heart, oh God. And you know what I think sometimes? We think, and I'm going to get back to my message here. We think that God says, okay, and it's just maybe a quick little process, even a little thing that God does. It may not be so quick. It may be God saying, okay, come on to the potter's wheel, son. I'll work on you a little while. The problem is we snot and cry and say, if you could use anything, Lord, you could use me. And God says, okay, bend over. And we quit the church. We lose our job, we quit the church. We get a little problem at home, we quit the church. We say, God don't love me. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. No, you don't want to do it. Oh, this thing's worth fighting for, friend. Thank God for faithful saints to understand that it ain't always going to be a Sunday night shout. There'll be some days, oh God, there's going to be some days you're just like Job. I searched forward, I couldn't find him. Behind me, I couldn't find him. On the right hand, on the left hand, I couldn't find him. Hey, there's some days you just don't feel like it. But I just keep fighting. I just keep praying. I stay faithful. And I dare do not quit. There's going to be some days you pray, you don't feel the Holy Ghost. Some days you come to church, you don't feel God like you want to feel God. It's in those days you just keep your hands up. You just keep shouting. You just keep smiling. You just stay faithful. That's why I worry. That's why I worry about people that are emotionally up and down. And shout one service and bawl their eyes out the next service. Hey, I believe in crying. Cry and get it out, brother. Cry and get it out, sister. But dear God, this thing's supposed to be full of joy. Your problem is you're still wrestling in your mind. You just got to make up your mind. I'm not leaving. I'm not quitting. I'm going to come back to church. I don't care who hurts me. I'm coming back to church. I don't care if they all forsake me. I'm not in it for them anyhow. I'm in it for Jesus. I don't care what comes my way. I'm fighting a good fight. My God, help me, Jesus. I got a made up mind. Hey, man of God, don't worry about me. I'm coming to church. I'm coming to church. I'm coming to church. I'm fighting the good fight of faith. If we had some more fighters in Pentecost, if we had some more stubborn people in Pentecost, there wouldn't be so many backsliders that fill our cities. Problem is they got a little hurt, or they got wounded, or they just let some little offense knock them out of the running. You're not a fighter, honey. Fighters don't quit. And quitters don't fight. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, there's something going to happen in the heart of this church. In Jesus' name tonight, hallelujah. I rebuke that doubt. I rebuke that spirit that says you can't make it, you can't do it. Devil, you're a liar. I can do it by faith and by God's grace. I can do it. I can make it. I can run this race. Oh, I'm hitting a wall tonight.
So Paul had the right attitude. Years ago, my wife bought me a picture from a place called Successories. I love their stuff. And maybe you've seen it. It's a big picture. And it's a drop of water that hits a body of water. And you see the little rings that from that, the further they get away from that droplet of water, the bigger it gets. It's amazing how that one little drop of water can produce a big ring of water. And it says, attitude, a little thing that makes a big difference. I don't know. I didn't think about it just now. I wonder why she got that from me. Was she trying to say something or not? I don't know. I'm about to ask her about that tonight. Don't ask her. I'll just assume the best. Amen. Attitude. A little thing that makes a big difference. I'd hate to go to hell over a bad attitude. You just survey 100 backsliders out there, and I promise you a majority of them are there tonight because somewhere the attitude got all messed up. And usually they're mad at the preacher. Usually they're mad at the man of God, or they're mad at somebody in the church. Well, they're all hypocrites in the church. Well, of course they are. By definition, they gotta be here. There ain't no hypocrites on the bar stool. They are being what they profess to be. Now, if you're on a bar stool talking in tongues, then maybe you'd be a hypocrite, but they don't do that. But of course, the hypocrites are in the church. That's where they gotta be by definition. But we ain't all hypocrites. Besides, I'm not going to let some hypocrite make me go to hell. I made up my mind. I didn't come for you or your neighbor. I came to please him. Because someday I'll hear God say, well done, thou good and faithful. Somebody shout, faithful. Faithful servant. Oh, Jesus. And so Paul had the right attitude. And maybe his right attitude is because the way he perceived things. This was his attitude. He said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. The next time you have a bad day, say, bad day, you ain't worth being compared to what's going to happen when this trumpet sounds. The next time the devil tries to trip you up and says you might as well quit, you want to say, honey, it ain't that bad yet. Because someday I'm going to a land of no more pain, of no more sorrow. So you know what? I'm staying in the fight. I'm staying in the fight. I'm staying in the fight. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Nothing here and nothing coming. He didn't even take time to talk about his past, because that's in the blood. And I refuse to let something under the blood trip me up now. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. He said, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. What he's saying is, I've got no excuses. I got to make it. I got to make it. Devil, you ain't big enough. Devil, you ain't bad enough to make me quit now. No, 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 no. But I made him, got to make a mind. I'm staying in the church. I'm staying. He said, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. It ain't that bad yet, brother. It ain't that dark yet. It ain't that hot yet. I'm staying in the church.
church. I'm staying in the race. I'm staying in the fight. My God, somebody give God some praise. Come on, church. Oh, somebody let God know, I got a made up mind. I've got a made up mind. And so, one commentator, Charles B. Williams, looked at Paul's words to the church at Corinth about being on trouble at every side, yet not distressed, perplexed, not in despair, persecuted, not forsaken, cast down, not destroyed. And this was his modern day vernacular twist on what Paul was saying there. He summed it all up in this one little sentence. He said, in other words, what Paul was saying is, always getting a knock down, but never getting a knock out. Y'all can be seated. That's what I thought. In other words, Paul was telling the church, the devil may be able to knock you down, but he can't knock you out. Y'all can still be seated until I got my work cut out for me tonight. Amen. The devil may be able to knock you down as an individual, but he can't knock you out. And the devil may knock some churches down, but he can't knock them out as long as I get back up. I may wipe the dust off, but I got news. I'm still here, devil. I'm still here in the fight. I'm not leaving. I'm not going early. I came to fight again. I came for one more round. I'm still in the race. For a just man falleth down 7 times. But he rises again, the Bible said. I want to tell you something, new convert. You're going to make some mistakes. I'm going to tell you something, saint of God. You're going to trip and fall and let God down at times. But dear God, it ain't over. If as long as you get back up and come back to an altar and come back to Calvary and come back to church. Just get back up. Don't die in the dirt. Honey, get up. Get up. Get up. And keep on fighting. And say, rejoice, not against me, oh my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. Somebody let God know I'm still in the fight. Oh, come on, church. Come on, church. I will tell you, if God be for us, who can be against us? Come on, praise him, somebody. Come on, praise him, somebody. Come on, God's for you. God's on your side. You know, I wonder when they parted that Red Sea and they walked over on dry ground, when they got to the other side and looked back and saw Pharaoh drowning in that Red Sea, I wonder if they all turned back and saw that great victory, that great hour of deliverance, and they all said, that was great, God. I was wonderful, God. I've been beat for 40 years, God, and you finally set me free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Awesome deliverance, God. That was, man, the Red Sea parted. We walked on dry ground. And Pharaoh's dead and the army's dead. I never got to go back there again. I'm a free man. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I don't think that's what they did. There was some hooping and some hollering and some shouting. You want to know why? Delivered people shout. And so therefore, I'm telling somebody, I don't blame you for not shouting. Because only a delivered man knows how to shout. Only a set free woman knows how to lift her voice out. So you just sit there, you just stand there. Honey, I don't blame you, but some of us are delivered, and therefore we owe God a shout of high praise.
I'll tell you what, if I still bound by sin, I guess I'd sit there and look like that too. If I was as bound as you are and messed up, if I was bound by the devil as you are, I guess I'd be so disconnected too. Amen. I don't blame you. But I thank God I'm not that way tonight. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what, I'd hate to know I was all bound up and couldn't get victory tonight because some little old peon devil, some worthless little imp that Isaiah prophesied, said one day we're going to look nearly upon him and say, is that the one that made the earth tremble? You mean that's the one that bound me up? That's the little runt that caused me to go to hell? No. I made up my mind. He ain't worth going to hell over. I'm going to be saved. I'm going to live for God. I'm telling somebody, you can make it if you just make up your mind and fight. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Somebody ought to shout on that devil's head right now and say, no, you don't. I'm going to go to heaven. I'm going to make it. I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight. Now, I want to tell you, friend, the devil, you may see it, the devil is a loser. He's a loser. And I don't like losing, but I sure ain't going to lose to a loser. No. Man, if you stick me in a wrestling ring and they stick some big old giant behemoth of a monster in there, if I get a whooping, well, I hope I can at least land one punch to know he, let him know he was in a fight. But if I lose, I mean, look at the odds. But now some little runt, like this dude right here. In Texas, you ain't nothing but a light snack, son. I tripped over boys to get to bigger boys looking for a fight. I said, hey, Tiny, what's going on, Tiny? You know I'm kidding, right? Huh? Don't lie in front of God now, all right? Just testing your spirit, son. Hallelujah. But now little 4-year-old comes out there and kicks me in the shin and knocks me down and blacks both my eyes, and y'all got to take me to the emergency room. Let's let that just be our secret, okay? Let's don't tell nobody about that. Amen. I'm going to tell you what. I don't want to lose, but I sure ain't going to lose to a loser. I want you to know, friend, the very thing trying to bind you up couldn't even live for God himself. He's a loser. He's a loser. And he wants to make sure you die a loser too. Why don't you make up your mind? I'm joining the winning side. I'm not going to hell with all the quitters and the losers and the failures. I'm going to heaven with all the overcomers and all of the victorious fighters. Come on, friend, fight. 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 Oh, that's it. Come on, praise him. Come on, praise him. I feel faith rising tonight. Come on. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. I'm so disgusted with a weak, effeminate, soft, beat down Pentecost. That's not who we ought to be. We are the church full of power and glory. Get
a smile on your face. Square your shoulders. Understand, you're a child of God, not some stepchild of a fake idol. I'm a child of God. I got the name. I got the blood. I got the spirit. So what are you doing, preacher? I'm trying to light a fire into some of you tonight. That when you sing, there's an anointing on you. When you praise God, there's some power behind it. You're not beat up and beat down and cast down, but you got some faith. Hey, I'm in church. I'm in revival. God doing big things, and I feel it. That God gets so tired. And I'm playing with a broad brush tonight. This don't apply to you, then just take it for what it's worth. But I think God gets so tired. Charismatic hand up. My God, we get more excited about a good sale at the Dillard's Clearance House. Come to church and give God half of our emotions. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. We should walk in here understanding I'm a child of God. Devil, you better back up and get out. I'm having church tonight. Come on, somebody. Shake yourself. Shake yourself and wake up and give God praise. Let me hurry. Let me hurry. Somebody said life. Be seated, please. Somebody said life is no bed of roses. Well, I think I could give an argument to the contrary that that may be exactly what life is. Because you've got to take the beauty of the rose, the fragrance of the rose, with the thorns. You can't have it both ways. You can't have the beauty and the fragrance and no thorns. And so you understand the thorns are part of the package. Woo! Man, I'm going to book my own self for revival. This is good tonight. Hallelujah. You've got to take the whole package, friend. The good comes with the bad, and the bad comes with the good. It ain't always going to be shouting from chandeliers. It ain't always going to be putting hell out with a water pistol. Some days it hurts. Some days it's mechanical. Some days you drag yourself to church. But understand, and this too shall pass. And when I'm faithful in the bad times, I'll get the glory in the good times. I'm just going to say this, and I got to hurry. I got to hurry. But I'm going to tell you what. I mentioned this crutch deal the other night. God doesn't get a whole lot of glory out of our downcast, defeated. I'm barely making it, God. I'm barely here. I'm barely hanging on. How would you like it if your husband came in or your wife came in and said, honey, I'm still committed to you. Barely. I'm still being faithful to you, honey. Barely. I love you with all my heart, but barely. Yeah. Yeah. What if your boss came to you tomorrow morning and said, you still got your job? Barely. And yet we walk into church sometimes. That's how we treat God. I'm back, God. It's so tough. I can barely, I'm yet holding on, God. You think that's what he's looking for, is a church barely holding on? You think he gets victory out of a church that's just barely holding on? Dear God, I hope you don't leave, and I hope you don't leave, and if we lose another one, I don't know what we're going to do. We're barely holding on. I'm going to tell you what our attitude ought to be, is you know what? I can't change who's here and who's not here, but it's time to find somebody that wants it. Somebody may reject it, but somebody wants it. And you show hell, honey, we ain't just barely here. We're thriving. There's my word. We're thriving. We're going forward. I'm preaching. Get out of the mourning clothes. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. And get up and march and fight and have a move of the Holy Ghost. I'm on it now. Come on, church. I'm on it now, church. Come on. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. I'm fighting. I'm fighting. I'm fighting. I'm fighting. Come on, let's pray. In Jesus' name. God, loose this church. God, loose this church. Oh. Speak, Holy Ghost. Speak, Holy Ghost. Speak, Holy Ghost. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'll make this thing real simple for all of us tonight. The Holy Ghost wants to change our attitudes tonight. From barely to thriving. Now listen, I'm going to tell you what. I know I'm in the Holy Ghost. I didn't come plan to say all this tonight. But the Holy Ghost is speaking tonight to this church. We're going to trade our barely mentality to a thriving mentality. Hell's convinced this church you're barely making it. They don't want it. They don't want it. They don't want it. And God's saying, oh yes they do. Somebody does. Where's your faith at? Do you believe that? Come on, throw down your barely and pick up your thriving church. Come on, somebody ought to shout. Somebody ought to dance. Somebody ought to run the aisles. Come on, we may be knocked down, but we're not knocked out. I'm still here. We're still here fighting the good fight. Come on, let's praise him. Come on, musicians, let's praise him. Come on. In the name of Jesus, there's a change going forth. There's a change happening right now. From barely there to thriving on. From barely there to thriving on. My God, come on. The Holy Ghost is not done, church. He's just getting started. Come on. Come on. Lift your faith. Lift your faith. Lift your faith. Oh, no. There it is. All right. In the Bible, in a time of weeping, in a time of mourning, in a time of sorrow, they clothe themselves with sackcloth and ashes. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Ye You've worn the sackcloth and the ashes long enough. It's time to lay down your grave clothes and pick up that robe that's washed, that's white, that's fine linen, that shows power, that shows victory, that shows faith in God. So listen to me. Listen to me. Y'all think I'm crazy. I've gotten a whole lot worse than this before. I'm just warming up. Lazarus, come forth. Out of that tomb came a dead man. What do you think he did, brethren? He got to changing out of them clothes. Because I'm not what I once was. I'm not dead anymore. I'm not lifeless anymore. I'm not defeated anymore. But I'm back. My God, you ain't got no shout. I'm back. I'm back. Hold on. Listen to me. Y'all ready to sing? They're going to sing like only they can do. And you think I'm crazy. But I want you to metaphorically, don't do it naturally. I want you to start taking clothes off of you. That garment of unbelief, rip it off of you. That spirit of fear and intimidation, get it out of your mind. All the weights that are marked by depression, cast them at your feet. And so you know what? Tonight, before I leave this house, I'm going to stop on them gray clothes. I'm stopping on the sackcloth and the ashes. And I'm going forth in victory tonight. Come on. Somebody reach back and do that. Come on. Reach. It ain't crazy. Reach back and throw it down. Throw it down. Sing.
Worship unashamed. There's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. There's deliverance, healing in His name, victory, power in the same. There's deliverance, healing in His name, victory, power in the same. We've got a right to praise. Worship unashamed. There's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. I'm gonna shout for joy cause He set me free. Sing and dance, He delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in His name. Shout for joy cause He set me free. Sing and dance, He delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in His name.
Come on one more time.
Cause He set me free. Sing and dance, He delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in His name. There's deliverance, healing in His name, victory, power in the same. Deliverance, healing in His name, victory, power in the same. We've got a right to praise, worship unashamed. There's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. There's deliverance, healing in His name, victory, power in the same. There's deliverance, healing in His name, victory, power in the same. We've got a right to praise, worship unashamed. There's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name.
Woo! I know you're praying. I know you're praying. But if you're able to gather in close, I want you gathering close. Just keep praying, guys. Keep praying. Just be ready. Ladies, gather in close. I had to go back and find it. Something wasn't right. I had to go back and find it. You just keep praying, guys. Y'all listen to me. If you're not praying, listen to me. I had to go. I want to be doctrinally correct here. The Bible said Lazarus was bound in grave clothes. But when Jesus called him forth, I like this. Jesus looked at the crowd and told the crowd, loose him and let him go. In other words, Lazarus needs some help from his brothers and his sisters. They're going to sing that chorus one more time. I want you to find somebody and join with somebody and say, hey, help me shout the grave clothes off tonight. Come on, lady, find a lady. Brother, find you a brother and join and sing and shout unto God. Come on, ladies.
In his name, victory.
That's it. Come on, ladies.
There's deliverance. Healing in his name, victory, power in the same.
Shout the grave clothes off. Shout the grave clothes off.
There's deliverance.
That's it.
Deliverance.
Come on, ladies. Loose it. Loose it. Loose it.
Healing in his name.
In Jesus' name.
Power
in Jesus' name.
Deliverance. Healing in his name. Victory. Power in the same. We've got a right to praise. Worship
come on.
God as
come on.
Name.
Come on, ladies.
Deliverance.
Come on, ladies.
Deliverance in Jesus' name.
That's it. Go ahead, young man.
I'm going to shout for joy.
Shout.
Set me free.
Shout them off.
Sing and dance.
Shout them off.
Me.
Victory.
Sing my praise.
Victory in Jesus' name.
There's deliverance in his name. I'm going to shout for joy because he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. There's deliverance, healing in his name. Victory, power in the same. Deliverance, healing in his name. Victory, power in the same. We've got a right to praise, worship unashamed. There's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. There's deliverance, healing in his name. Victory, power in the same. Deliverance, healing in his name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have your way, Lord Jesus.
Oh yes, Lord. I'm gonna shout for joy because he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. Shout for joy because he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. Yes, Lord. There's deliverance, healing in his name. Victory, power in the same. Deliverance, healing in his name. Victory, power in the same. We've got a right to praise, worship unashamed.
Come on, that's it.
There's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
We've got a right to praise, worship unashamed. There's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. I'm gonna shout for joy because he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. I'm gonna shout for joy because he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. I'm gonna shout for joy because he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance.
Come on.
In his hand.
It may be Wednesday night,
for joy,
but there's some gray clothes falling off.
Sing and he delivered me.
Yes.
Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. I'm going to shout for joy because he's free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. I'm gonna shout for joy because he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. There's deliverance, healing in his name. Victory, power in the same. Deliverance, healing in his name. Victory, power in the same. We've got a right to praise, worship unashamed. There's deliverance.